Harry Shearer has been in the comedy business for several decades now, and of course for the last two decades has been one of the people providing voices for all those characters on The Simpsons. But he has also, for a quarter century, been known as one of the most legendary mock rock groups in history, a little group called Spinal Tap, which recently celebrated its 25th year by going out on the road, not only with a new album, but also with a new kind of act. Harry Shearer and Michael McKean and Christopher Guest went out on tour this year, unwigged and unplugged. Unfortunately, they did not play St. Louis on that tour. But you will get to see that tour on a new DVD that has just been released this week. I have invited Harry to come on the show and talk about it. He joins me this morning live from London. Hi, Harry. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm very, very happy to have you on. And looking forward to seeing the DVD because I was disappointed I didn't get to see the tour.
Yeah, we were disappointed we didn't play St. Louis. We were disappointed we didn't play New Orleans. We were disappointed we didn't play Minneapolis. Those were the three cities that we really wanted to touch on the tour that we didn't get to. But we did do 30 cities, and a crew from New Orleans did, an amazing job of capturing our very last show, which was in Milwaukee, and we're very proud of it.
When you get up on stage, are people surprised to see that you can really play, that you're not doing stuff that you were just playing along with to a backing track?
I think at this point in time, they're surprised that I can get up on stage. I think we weren't doing this tour to prove we could play.
Right.
But that was a happy side effect, is that people realized because we were wearing wigs and funny costumes didn't mean that there were, elves behind the curtain playing all the music. We really do play. You know, we, Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and I always felt it was funny when we would be asked that question because, of course, rock and roll touring or any kind of music touring is such an inherently unpleasant business. You know, if you think jet travel is fun, just do it a lot. Or for, variety, get in a bus and ride all night and hit a hotel at 8 o'clock in the morning when people are going, good morning, I don't just want to go to sleep.
Right.
The only fun part of it is the 2.5 hours a day where you get to play music. So strip that away, and why would you do it? Aside from the money, of course.
The money, the fame, and the girls.
And the girls, yes. But the playing is really, as time goes on, Christopher, Michael, and I are sort of discovering that we're more like the people we make fun of than we originally would have believed. And in many ways, in many, many ways, but one of them is that, what we'd rather do than anything else is just play. So this was an opportunity to do that.
Does that mean that somewhere on the Unwigged tour you couldn't find the stage?
No, we're not that much like them. we've found the stage every night so far, although, there's still time. But yeah, we loved doing it. Christopher is a notorious poker-faced gentleman, and night after night, I'd look over to my left at some point in the evening, and he would just have this huge grin plastered on his face because he was having so much fun, and fortunately, so was the audience.
Well, that's great. Now, this was not the first time you've done the Spinal Tap and Mighty Wind songs just as yourselves. It actually started at a party a couple of years ago, right?
Well, it started at Christopher was invited to a 2 or 3 day showing of his films at the Museum of Modern Art, and he said, can I have my friends come and we'll do an evening of just songs from these movies and take questions? And they said, okay. So we did it there, and then Michael did an evening at the Newport Film Festival a little later that year, and we did it there again. And it had always been, since then, in the back of our minds, God, that was fun, and the audience seemed to like it, so maybe we should do that again. So this was that year.
Now, you do have classics in there like Stonehenge and Big Bottom and Sex Farm and Hell Hole, but some of them you rearranged, didn't you?
Yes. The whole challenge of this really was we weren't just going out and doing acoustic adaptations. We were kind of re-experiencing, when we made these songs originally, the choices we made were the choices we thought these guys, Derek, Nigel, David, would make. And so the challenge for us this time around was to say, but this is us playing these songs now. We're not pretending to be anybody else. How would we approach them? And in some cases, like Big Bottom, the change is pretty drastic and dramatic. And so in others, it's pretty much we approach them similarly to the way Tap would. But in every case, we really did kind of view that as our challenge. Sort of the joke bumper sticker we had during rehearsals was, WWWD, what would we do?
I'm talking with Harry Shearer from Spinal Tap and The Mighty Wind and The Simpsons and so many other projects about a new DVD out this week called Unwigged and Unplugged. I want to play a little bit of a Spinal Tap tune because there's a story behind how it didn't quite make it onto the DVD. Andrew, roll it, would you? Great redundant lyrics of all time. Tonight I'm going to rock you tonight. That is from the original soundtrack of Spinal Tap, which was then taken by a fan of Spinal Tap and turned into a YouTube video done in Lego.
Mm-hmm.
Harry, you take the story from there.
Yeah, he did this wonderful young man named Coleman Hickey. I think he was about 14 at the time, and he did this stop motion music video of that song with the characters in Spinal Tap being played by very good simulations of us in Lego brick. And part of the Unwigged show was that we showed a couple of these videos that fans had made, and that was one of them. And we actually had Coleman and his family come to the show in Columbus, Ohio, when we played Columbus. I know, we played Columbus, Ohio. We didn't play St. Louis. Don't remind me. And came backstage and had a great time with them. And then we wanted to put that piece in the video, in the DVD, because it's a DVD of the whole concert show.
Yep.
And when you do that, when you put out a DVD, then the lawyers come, and the lawyer called the Lego people and said, and I said, we have to call the Lego people? Yes, we have to call the Lego people. And the Lego people had a what's called an intellectual property attorney, who I think had a bad experience at one time in her life, and she sent these sizzling letters back saying, what would ever possess you to think that we would let our brand be associated with a song that endorses sex with a minor?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what? Because there's a lyric in there, you're too young and I'm too well hung, is what she was hanging her hat on.
Uh-huh.
And we tried to argue with her. We tried to say, look, this is silly. Look at all the other stuff that's on YouTube with Lego, like Lego Weapons Store and Lego Girls Gone Wild and Lego, you know, stuff that really isn't good for the brand.
Yeah.
Well, but that's YouTube, and this is a commercial venture. And I said, I would say, yeah, but YouTube is a commercial venture, darling. It's not a nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
And it just, that argument went on for weeks, and we ended up taking that video out and finding another fan-made video for the song to put in the DVD. But it was a bad experience, and it makes me wonder whether the paint on the Lego characters is Chinese and has lead in it.
Now, I do have to say, and I hope you don't take this personally,
mm-hmm.
there are going to be more people who are going to see that on YouTube than will see it on any DVD that you might have put it on.
That was the point. That was the very point I made to the woman. And they said, no, but we'll leave it. Because as a copyright holder, they have the perfect right under some law to tell YouTube take it off, and YouTube has to take it off. But they've never done that. That was what got me. It's like I kept saying that. More people are seeing it on YouTube than will ever see this DVD.
Yeah.
But now we have to prove that wrong, Paul.
I love the fact that we're having a conversation and you just casually throw in phrases like, the Lego people.
I know. And it brings to mind a fascinating image, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a short woman with a very hard hat that's painted onto her plastic body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, me too.
Do you get a lot of fan-created video based on Spinal Tap?
Well, you know, Michael had kind of discovered that one and one done by a guy down in Australia of our song Back from the Dead. And I think there's a bunch of them. Yeah, I think that it's a thing. It's, you know, there are all these weird little subgenres of videos on YouTube, of which, you know, there's stuff made with Lego is one, stuff made with Spinal Tap is another, and reaction videos. Have you ever seen reaction videos on YouTube?
No, I haven't.
There's another genre of video on YouTube, which is videos of people falling over, and one of the most famous ones is called Scarlett Takes a Tumble, and there's now a bunch of videos of people watching Scarlett takes a tumble and just breaking up when they see it. If you ever just want to laugh with for no reason at all, watch the reaction videos, and it's just so infectious, that laughter, that you just go, oh, okay.
Talking with Harry Shearer here on the Big 550 KTRS. The new DVD is called Unwigged and Unplugged. It's just out this week. And by the way, you're not completely unplugged. You actually play the electric bass, and there are a couple of electric guitars on there. What's the deal with that?
We lied.
Okay. the music that you do on there is, of course, some Spinal Tap stuff. You do some of the Folksman songs from A Mighty Wind. You throw in some other things. Isn't there stuff in there from Guffman also?
Yes, there's a couple songs from Waiting for Guffman, which Chris and I and Michael co-wrote. And there's a song from my first CD, Songs Pointed and Pointless, which was a song about Elvis Presley's demise called All Backed Up.
Uh-huh.
We did that as well.
Is there also your version of Start Me Up by the Stones?
Yes, there is. Exactly right. Which is not really our version. It's the Folksman's version that we reprise. But
right,
yes,
of course.
A not quite bluegrass, kind of dark green grass of a version of Start Me Up.
And nothing from the soundtrack of For Your Consideration?
There are no songs.
Well, that's never stopped you.
Yeah, that's true. We could have done... there's also some comedy stuff on the DVD as well. We discovered this amazing memo that was written by the NBC censor in 1984, telling the network how they could air This Is Spinal Tap at 11:30 on Saturday night if they just made a few changes. And it's an incredibly funny memo, and we do a staged reading of that memo.
Oh, great. I'm really looking forward to seeing this. I actually had hoped to see it earlier in the week, but well, you'll be happy to hear this. On Netflix, it says Very Long Wait. I might have to go out and buy the darn thing.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. Tell our people. We'll get you one, Paul.
Yeah, I have to talk to the Lego people first.
Yeah, you do.
What's the next Christopher Guest project that you and Michael will be working on?
I know
Christopher prefers to have them known as Christopher Guest projects.
Well, he should. He conceives them. I don't know right now. Chris always sort of goes fishing for a while until the next idea pops up. So we wait for that call.
What about your other day job, one of the voice gods on The Simpsons? Where are you on the process now for whatever season you're up to?
We're nearing the end of recording season 21 waiting to find out what happens then.
You know, I hate when people are doing interviews and they say, when this whole thing started out, did you ever foresee? So I refuse to ask that question, but I'm curious, 21 years in, do you see yourself continuing to do this, or do you wake up and look at a script and go, all right, well, this is the last possible idea they can come up with?
Well, to tell you the truth, I've always felt this way about the future of The Simpsons. That our show would be on the air until Fox got another comedy hit at 8 o'clock. So I see another 25, 26 years.
Yeah, you know, with all the various networks that are programming horrible stuff,
you guys may
never go off the air.
That's right.
Yeah, no,
it's still a fun show to do.
Which do you have fans quoting to you more often, Simpsons or Spinal Tap?
It's pretty much half and half. It's one of the fun things about my life is that I always dreaded the idea of a kind of fame where everybody always came up to you and said exactly the same thing. And the good news to me is that in my life, when people come up and talk to me, I can never predict which thing they're a fan of or what they're going to say or what their response is going to be, except if they come up to you, usually they like it. But it's always a surprise, and that keeps it interesting.
Does anybody ever just say, synchronized swimming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people do. People come up to me and are fans of my radio show. People come up to me and are fans of what I write at Huffington Post or, you know, other things, acting that I've done. I get fans who come up to me because I was in Wayne's World 2, you know?
Yep.
So it's as I say, it keeps it interesting. You know, you really don't get tired of that kind of interaction when it's constantly different.
All right, Harry, before I let you go here, I'd like to get a story of you on tour as Spinal Tap, not as part of this Unwigged tour this year, but a few years ago when you were invited to play Live Earth, and you were there with, you know, real live metal bands like Metallica and, I guess, the Chili Peppers, and I can't remember who else was on the lineup there. And I'm curious about when you see these guys face-to-face and they realize, oh, Spinal Tap is here, the guys who made fun of what we do for a living, what their reaction was.
Well, you know, we were told we had to be there like 8 hours ahead of time to, you know, for security reasons. And we thought, man, how are we going to fill 8 hours sitting out there at Wembley Stadium? And the fact of the matter is every single band, I think without exception, that was there that day came up to us and asked us, can we have our picture taken with you guys? We were their rock band, you know?
Wow.
Like, yeah, it's like we've been so adopted and accepted by the music world. Everybody takes the movie on the bus with them. We're the only band that when we tour can't take This Is Spinal Tap on the bus. But everybody else does, and not just rockers. I've had country musicians and classical musicians say we take that movie on the bus because it really is about the musician's life, not just the rock. You know, it's about the life of being a touring musician, whatever kind of music you end up playing at night.
And have they told you that they see in the movie things that they themselves have experienced? I don't think any of them ever got kicked in the butt by Paul Schaefer, but...
Oh, no, everybody relates to those experiences. Because we didn't make them up. At the time we made the movie, they were already things that either we'd gone through or people we knew had gone through in the rock and roll business. So because they weren't made up, they were things that recur over and over again. You know, the head lead singer of Judas Priest once told us that he loved the movie and he'd been playing in San Diego the night before and couldn't find his way to the stage. It shouldn't surprise anybody.
No, knowing Rob Halford, it shouldn't. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Harry, it's a pleasure. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Paul.
Harry Shearer, one of the members of Spinal Tap, who is... I've just released a DVD this week. It's not Spinal Tap, and it's not The Folksman. It's Harry Shearer as Derek Smalls, and really as Harry Shearer. He's not playing Derek Smalls in this. And Michael McKean is not playing David St. Hubbins. And Christopher Guest is not playing Nigel Tufnell. They do it as themselves in their own voices, and it's really them playing, too. It's a tour that didn't come to St. Louis. If you want to see it as I want to see it, you'll need to get that DVD called Unwigged and Unplugged. Harry Shearer here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.